Hello.
Hello?
Mike, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Too bad. Name is Thomas, and I'm the one who will be helping you out with it. So I need to know a couple questions. I have some concerns. I need to know, you need a website?
You have some concerns. I haven't even told you what I needed yet, and you already have concerns?
And the guy that you're speaking to, he actually told me that he's looking to get a new website. And not concerned, I got a couple of questions.
Okay, good.
All right, so what's the product that you're looking to sell, or the service, or what's your business?
Okay, so I'm working for someone else currently, and they've asked me to investigate a little bit, kind of figure out what we're trying to do. He wants to develop a private website. I've already got the service person, or the IP folks that are going to provide email addresses and all that kind of stuff. So I'll need to integrate with them. But the design of the website is going to be a he's a songwriter. He doesn't want it public. He's
Okay.
got about 50. He's got about 50,000 people worldwide that follow him, and he wants to be able to put out his songs individually or lyrics, and then he also hosts a live broadcast about 3 times a week. That's
Okay.
the long and short of it.
That's amazing. So basically, we're going to do the website for all that.
And you need to also know he doesn't charge anybody a dime for this, and he's been doing it for the last 7 years.
Oh, what's his name?
His name is Billy Falcon. He's a songwriter. He's written like 40 songs for Bon Jovi, and he's out of Nashville, Tennessee. And he called me because he said, "You're the guy that I need to talk to because you have more tech savvy than I do, and I don't have time to mess with it."
Okay.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I'm just visiting the website billyfalcon.com.
Okay.
Music store, t-shirts and more, interviews, videos, bio, Billy's Facebook. Interesting.
Now, currently he's doing something on YouTube, but he wants to get away from YouTube. He doesn't want it to be public. He wants subscription based, and he does about 3 times a week. He does a little church thing or whatever, some spiritual uplifting thing that he does. I've known this guy for a long time. I know exactly what he's doing, and I'm like, well. He called me this morning. He said, "Can you help me?" And I was like, "Yeah, just go ahead and write your music and let me dig into how much this is going to cost to do what you want to do." We're looking for something like a, I'm just going to use it as an arbitrary figure or an arbitrary URL, BillyFalcon.tv, where he can get on there and he can do, a TV broadcast and have people, come and answer questions and all that kind of stuff. I don't necessarily know that he's going to be selling anything. He may, but I also told him, I was like, "Look, dude, you need to understand. If that's what you're going to do, you need to tell me that up front because the design of that has to be able to be incorporated. And if we start very basically, if you're going to do that later, that's going to screw everything up. You're going to have to redesign the whole freaking thing all over again."
No, we basically did not have to redesign it. If anything comes up like that, there's no need to redesign the complete thing. But yeah, we can do some modifications and to make the changes, and we can do that for you. That's not a big problem.
Okay. Yeah, a couple of people have said, "You got to redesign the whole thing." I was like, "Well, I don't know that you necessarily need to do that." So this is like the seventh call that I've made. So I'm
Oh.
trying to figure out the best, most economic way to go on this. I've already got a hosting package, so I already know, you'll have to work with Network Solutions on this.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, well, let me just talk to a couple developers and see what kind of a gateway we can open up here and get that done. And he's been working with, some people donate to him, and he's been doing that through PayPal and all that kind of stuff. So, and he's okay with that. So it doesn't need to be a secured, you know, lockdown link. He doesn't really care. But I'm looking for something that's going to work for him. And
cool.
That's kind of where we're at.
So as I am the seventh person that you're speaking to, so I'll be very straightforward to you before we proceed. So two questions for you. How soon do you want to start? Second, how much you guys are willing to invest on this website?
Okay. How soon we're going to start is as soon as we figure out who we're going to go with. Okay. Investments, I don't know what that is just yet. I mean, I've heard prices from 4,000 to 30,000.
What?
Okay.
Oh my God.
That's the basic thing. And you know, somebody came up with some number earlier, and I was like, clearly, I'm talking to the wrong person. So I just hung up.
This call's definitely going to be a deal breaker for you, Mike.
Okay.
For sure. Because the thing that is here, because like we have done multiple sites for like a lot of artists over there. So let me quickly tell you about us. We have been in this industry for, like, I have been in this industry for more than 10 years. And now in Orbit Design Agency, it's been, like, 4 years that I'm working. I lead a whole sales team here. We have separate teams, separate developers, more than 800 people working for us, located in multiple states. We are located in two countries, first Canada, second, obviously, United States. Then if I tell you about myself, I've been a developer in the past, but now, as I said, I run a whole bunch of a sales team here. So your project is going to be music-related stuff. So I will assign those people on this project for you who has experience in this field before. They're going to help you out with in this entire project. I'll give you one dedicated person as well who will be working with you in this entire project. We'll be keeping you updated as soon as the project progresses.
Okay. You know what? I am to the point and direct. Let's forget the formalities.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know if that economic is going to work or not. That's all I want to know.
It is. 100% it is. Even I would say it's going to be under 4K. That's why I was like it's going to be a deal breaker. Because
okay. All right. We can talk about that. So, I mean, you know, the one guy that shut out $30,000, I was like, you're out of your fucking mind, and I'm done.
Exactly.
You know, I am very direct with people, and I don't care if I hurt your feelings. I'm going to tell you, you're all fucked up, and I'm done. So, you know, a lot of people are going to get put off by that, but you know what? I don't care if I piss you off. I can just sort of pay you what I want. So,
you know,
I guess we'll move on now.
People, you know what people does, like usually in the market, they talk with the person, they just figure out how much money that the person got in the pocket based on that, like they just coach you the price. I don't know why do people do this. Like whenever I talk to the person, I focus on the vision the client has. Because that's why, you know, the first question that I asked, second question that I asked, that was the budget. Because I wanted to know like how much the client is comfortable paying. So if I'm able to do that, if I'm willing to do that, then definitely we can do business together. And if there's no point, if you were like, hey, I'm just willing to invest like $200 or maximum $500, not more than that, I would have been like, no, I'm not the guy that you should speak to, Mike, because I can never, like, I can never even try to do this, the whole project in $500, you know? So that's the reason I was asking, because my prices, I know what my prices are. I was asking your budget because to match it.
Okay. Well, and understand that while you and I are talking now, once we decide, once I call him and I say, hey, you know, we're going to do this, I think this is the best deal for you, I can get him on a Zoom call with you, and then we can all three discuss, and then he can tell you exactly what he wants, and then we can go off of there. Because what I'm going to tell you may not be necessarily representative of what I understand he has told me.
Okay. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. That would be great. I would prefer that.
Well, as I would too, because I don't want to, you know, say, hey, you know, you can do this for X, and then, you know, then he barks and yells at me because I screwed it up. I was like, no, dude, you're going to be on this call, and, you know, you can tell him exactly what you want. I'm just trying to figure out a viable option.
Okay.
And so that's kind of, you know, where I'm at with this. So so go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt, but please go ahead and with your presentation.
Absolutely. Okay, so as soon as definitely you're going to love the pricing, I'm going to let you know like what is included in the pricing. But let me tell you the process, like what is our modus operandi. So as soon as you complete the transaction, sign up with us, create an account. We will send you a link to an internet questionnaire where you may fill out some basic information about your needs, about the vision you have, like whatever picture that you guys have made in your mind for all this, you're going to type that in that form. It's going to ask you a couple questions like the colors you need to see, the information you need to put on, some additional details about the business, about the vision. Mm-hmm. And once you send that back to the team will take a couple days from you. They'll do some research on it, and then they'll design like multiple layouts for you, like the website's basic layout. Like 2 to 3 different layouts will be presented to you. And then you guys can take a look, let us know if there's any more modifications you want to see. We will make them based on your input. As soon as you approve that layout, the project goes to the next phase, to the next team, which is the team of developers. So the developers will come in, they'll work on the inner pages and write the content for the website, do some integrations which are needed, and integrate other platforms to the website, as we said, as your concern was. So we will make them based on your input. All of that will be done within probably 2 to 3 weeks. It could be lesser, or like it could take like more than that, depending on the variety of circumstances, including the quantity and the character of the updates which are made. So let's say you guys have approved it, and then we will add the content to the website, such as like photographs, videos, any other additional information, the graphics which needs to be installed, or the graphics which need to be designed from scratch. We'll give you a one graphic designer. You can ask him anything, whatever needs to be designed, like banners or photos or artistic kind of work. Whatever you need, you can let that person know. They'll work on that for you. If you need some animations, that is also possible. We can also go ahead and provide you all that. And once all that done, everything approved, then the last week will be taken for the complete test the website. And you could also play around with it, just like any other website, to see if there's any further adjustments that needs to be done and to check whether it's working well in every way. Only at that point, if you guys approve all that project and it has been negotiated and accepted by you, then we will be able to launch the website.
Okay. All right. So let's see. Now, again, you know, and I guess I need to understand this process. Mm-hmm. Because I've been told several different things in which were in conflict of each other. If he decided, because I know if you're looking at his website, you're going to see he's got some merchandise and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's going to want to do that, because that's going to necessarily create an e-commerce issue, mm-hmm. and that may require a bit different coding. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure, here's the thing. I want to make sure that he can pick up a phone and call somebody or call me and say, hey, Mike, you know, I need you to make this change. And I can call you and say, hey, dude, I need this done. And, you know, what that's going to entail and what kind of problems that's going to involve.
To be
right,
I
know there's
going to
be problems.
Mike, I was waiting for that question. I was just waiting, like, Mike's going to ask me this now. So, yeah, I am ready to answer you all that about. So what we do, you guys have two options. First, we give you the complete back-end control of the website. We give you the access to the content management system, which is also called the CMS. So once the website is ready, we teach you how to use the CMS to update or manage the website all on your own. Once the website is ready, first of all, we teach you a very simple way of adding or deleting the content, such as pictures, videos, any text formats, or anything. Like, if you want to change that, you can easily do that yourself by just simply drag and drop or do the copy paste at the back end to make these changes. This is the first option for you. Second, as I said, we will give you a dedicated person to work with in this entire project. That does not mean once the website is ready, we just like leave you. It's nothing like that. We stay with you for lifetime.
Okay.
We give you customer support. We give you tech support, all three, because you're going to be our like one of the best clients. If you have mentioned Billy's name, so first of all, I'll be like very happy to speak with him. And if I'm getting a chance to work with that person, that's going to be an awesome thing. So everything will be dedicated, that designers, developers, project manager, dedicated person who will be in contact with you 24/7 via text, email, calls, Zoom calls, whatever you want, whatever you prefer. He or she will be available for you in this entire project, even after that too. Whatever changes you comes to your mind, you just call that person, email that person, text that person. Within 12 hours, it will be done.
Okay.
Yeah, so the choice will be yours. If you take option one, two, or if you even take both, that's totally fine. Whatever you want to change,
you can
do that. Mm-hmm.
So give me best and worst case economic considerations. Because like I said, this is coming out of his pocket. He doesn't have a subscription right now. If people don't pay him, he just does stuff out of the goodness of his heart. That's what he does.
Okay.
And
well,
so, you know, there's no ROI here. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out what's the best thing for him to do.
Sir, I think discussing this whole thing with you, let's say if you get the informative side, not the e-commerce section for now, and we give you the option, like later down the road, if you guys plan to add that e-commerce section to the site, you can do that. We'll make sure that
you
do not have to pay additional for it. We'll give you a cost which will cover the entire things that you need, because I don't want any surprises in the future. I don't like surprises either. Exactly. So I don't want that for you. I'll try to make everything up front so you know everything which you're stepping in. So you need to know everything before we start working together. So the ballpark that I'm going to give you is going to be between $2,500 to $3,000 only, not more than that, which will cover the entire cost of the development and the designing, some graphic kind of stuff, and the maintenance of the website. Hosting and domain, I'm sure you guys already have it, so there's no need for that, no need to pay additional for that. And if you, as I mentioned, graphic is also included in it. Some additional services like integrations of payment integration, subscriptions, and other APIs which needs to be installed onto the site, everything will be done. So you'll get the final product within this cost, not more than that.
Okay. And you'll be able to host his live broadcasts 2-3 times a week, 4 times a week, whatever?
100%. 100%.
And people will be able to comment during the live broadcast and all that.
During the live. Yes, sir. Absolutely. But yeah, if it's going to be a live broadcast, then the hosting, we need to look at the hosting that you guys have. If it's compatible, because we need to make the website fast, and if you have the good hosting and good storage at the back end of the hosting, then it will perform okay. But if the hosting plan is not okay, you might have to upgrade that with the network solution.
Yeah, network solutions. I've already, hang on a second. I've talked to network solutions, and they're already recommending the unlimited package. I already know what the price on that is.
Would you mind sharing that with me?
To host it.
Would you mind sharing the price with me?
So, yeah, it was $1,500 for 3 years.
For 2 years. Makes sense.
For 3 years.
For 3 years. Okay, okay. Even beautiful. Yeah. Great. Yeah, you got a good deal.
So, well, again, I've been working with Network Solutions for 15 years now. They actually gave me a break on the price. So $1,500 will take care of it for 3 years. It will take care of everything. I just but they said, you know, you needed to get a developer to be able to integrate, you know, what you're trying to do.
Yeah, no worries. And yeah, so if you just provide us the credentials of the domain, we'll point that to the website that we're going to design. There won't be any problems that you'll face. No worries.
Okay. So yeah, they've already, you know, given me I think a thousand. Either 500 or 1,000 email addresses that we can create under that, so that's fine too.
Okay.
There might be, I don't know. I'm just thinking ahead. You know, you know what? What if?
All I care about is the CPU, like what were going to be the specs of the hosting. If that is compatible, then we are good to go. Email addresses not a big issue. Like, well, what you're gonna do with 1,000 emails? Come on.
Well, I doubt seriously that we're going to have 1,000 emails. We might have three. You know, dude, seriously, how many fucking emails can you really have? that makes no sense. But Billy is very primitive. He is very down to earth, and he doesn't want to, you know, involve a lot of complication.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I will talk to him, and I will end up being his technological go-to guy, and I'm going to be handling all of this for him. So
you are going to be the point of contact.
Yeah, I'll be the point of contact with him, and then if there's an issue or a problem, then I'll talk to him and figure out what he wants to do, and I'll call you guys and say, hey, you know, dude wants this, and let's figure that out. But moreover, I'm trying to figure out some economic concerns because, you know, obviously, dude, look.
I got you covered. Don't worry. Even if you need, like, the price that I give you, if you're even not comfortable with that, even we can work that out, too, because I just gave you a ballpark. It's not the final cost.
Yeah, I got it. And that's why I wanted to bring him in on a Zoom call so that we can all be on the same page.
Oh, please.
On the same sheet of music.
I don't want you
to be surprised. I don't want him to be surprised. That's my job.
Okay. All right. Even I do the production as well. Like, I'm more into electronic kind of music. So I do the production as well.
Yeah.
So it will be an honor to talk to him.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I do a podcast as well, and I produce my own stuff. He does his. And Billy, I'll tell you what, this dude is salt of the earth. He's just down to the very basics, and all he wants to do is write music. He doesn't want to be involved in all of the other nonsense. And I was like, dude, you know, look, I will pick this up for you, and I'll take care of this. And I'm just doing it. I'm not even getting paid for it. I'm just like, dude, I'm going to support you no matter what, you know, so.
That's amazing,
just,
Mike.
He's just a really good friend, and I want to make sure that he's taken care of.
We'll get you covered, don't worry. What's your full name, Mike?
Last name is Pavarnik. I'll spell it for you. It's P as in Peter,
mm-hmm.
I, V as in Victor, A-R, N-I-K.
Interesting. M as in Mary, correct?
P as in Peter, I, V as in Victor, A, mm-hmm. R, N as in Nancy, I-K.
Nancy. Okay, cool. Got
and
you, sir.
My, My website is mjpnc.com. So, you know, if you pull that up, you'll be able to see you'll be able to see the last podcast I did. So
we'll do that right away. So how soon we guys are having a convo together, all three, like today or when?
Well, what I told him was, you know, I will make a few calls and I'll call him and let him know what I found out, and then we're going to move forward from there. There's a couple questions I need to ask him, and I need to make sure that he knows exactly what's going on here. I'm probably going to end up funding him on some level. Mm-hmm. So we're just right now, like I said, we're in the preliminary stages of this. So I want to let him know what his economic contribution is going to be and what I'm going to absorb.
Sorry, yeah. Cool. I think, like, it's going to be a great project. Like, it's going to be great working with you guys on this. And I'm 100% sure, like, I'll make it economical for you because I know, like, it can be done. Like, there's no need of, like, $30,000 for this. Like, no way. Like, if you just hire, like, the top developer in freaking Nebraska or New York, that guy's not even going to charge you, like, $30,000. He might charge you $30,000 for, like, multiple more services, too, but just for the website designing and developing and giving you some maintenance, do integrations, $30,000 is too much, like, too much.
I kind of thought that, and that's why I told the dude. I was like, you're out of your fucking mind, dude. Really? I'm not going to spend that kind of money. I'm just not. That didn't make any kind of sense.
You know what, Mike? And if you pay me $30,000, I'm not going to do the website. I'll make a fucking app for you, like a mobile application. That's going to be selling, like, on the App Store or the Play Store.
I'm just looking for somebody that's going to give me a good deal. I understand that there's money involved. I understand all of that. Hmm. And I don't know if you know these people. If you look at, and I know Nicholas Vienneman, .tv, he's out of the UK. David Rodriguez out of El Paso, he's got, you know, Nino's Corner, .tv. And he keeps telling me, he's like, dude, this is really expensive. I was like, it doesn't have to be that expensive. Why are you going to these people?
They
Why are you spending that kind
that.
Of money? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. Huh? They all have done that already. What you want.
And I'm like, man, there's so many different ways to do this. And it's just like, you know, so subsequently, these people, the same people that I talk to regularly, you know, they have to charge these people this or these people that. I mean, I've got a website that I've been doing for 5 years. I charge nobody anything, and I do it all myself. There's no reason for me to charge anybody for anything.
Exactly.
I mean, this is free. This is free information. You can find it out on your own. But they, you know, well, so they're doing this or they're doing that or there's so many supplements or, you know, whatever. I don't do any of that shit. I was like, holy crap, really? Are you really that stupid that you can't figure out how to do this or you can't work with a company that understands what the hell you're trying to do? And obviously they can't because they're charging money. I'm like, I don't make any money on any of this.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Then what's the point then? Yes, there's no point, I think. If you're not
exactly
planning to make any money through it, then there's no need to spend a hell of a lot of money to develop all that kind of stuff.
I mean, yeah, well, I don't mind spending the money because – I mean, money isn't really a big issue with me. And, yeah, I can throw a few bucks at it out of my pocket, but I'm not going to charge. I've got 14,000 people that follow me worldwide. Why the hell would I charge them? They can't even afford to put food on their table. Why am I going to do that? And I'm going to give you information that you can find out on your own.
I
mean,
love that, Mike.
This is... This is where we're at. And, you know, so many people are trying to capitalize on this. I was like, no, this is not the right, this is not right. This isn't the way to do this.
Yes, yes.
But, you know what, that's them. That's them. I can't think about that. But this is what I do. This is what Billy does, and I support what he does. And I'm going to try to get the absolute best deal. I'm going to subsidize wherever I can to make it happen. So if there's anything that you can do in the interim of making this work better, then wonderful.
Absolutely.
You know, just do the best you can. And, you know, I understand there's going to be a cost involved, but, you know, at the end of the day...
Not a lot. You will be happy. Like, you'll be happy paying
back.
Well,
because
I can promise you that.
Well, because I've got a Rumble channel, I've got a Telegram channel, and then I've got my own website that I do my own thing on. And
Sorry to interrupt.
It takes a little bit of time to do that, to work around all the nonsense, to make it as, you know, minimally as invasive economically as it can be. But, you know, it still costs money.
For sure. Definitely.
So, you know, I've got a Rumble channel. I got four Telegram channels, and because I've been kicked off of YouTube, I've been kicked off of Twitter, I've been kicked off of LinkedIn, because I'm
Why
telling
from?
People the truth and they don't want to hear it.
Why from YouTube?
Why from YouTube? Because I posted some political stuff in direct confrontation to the mainstream media's narrative. And I'm proving it, and I'm putting it out there, and they shut me down when I put out logical information. I put out information from government websites, and they, you can't tell people that. Yes, I can. Fuck you. I'm not doing that.
I get it.
I mean, you know, I don't care what your political ideology is. This is fucking killing people, and you need to know this. And they shut me down. So I've been banned from all of them. I was like, you know what? I'll just go to Rumble, and that's kind of what I've been doing. And I did a reinstatement of Twitter because I was shut down there, and so I put it under a different email address and a different phone number, and now I'm back on there. So now I gotta, you know, be careful about what I say, otherwise I'll get shut down there. You know, Facebook, all of them. I'll tell you, my business has suffered greatly over this because they don't want me to tell people anything. Whether it may be my truth, and it may be stuff that I can absolutely prove, but people don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear something that makes them feel all good and shit. And I was like, no, dude, understand something.
Yes, I do get it.
And Billy's the same way, and you know, many other people that I know are the same way, and they've all been shut down.
Get that point.
It's not right,
that's,
man.
Yeah, that's how it works. That's how it works for everybody, which is insane.
But I mean, you know. I'm a conspiracy theorist. By, you know, at the end of the day, that's what I've been labeled. Okay, that's fine. But I'm telling you, the world needs more conspiracy theories because everything I've been telling you about for the last 10 fucking years is coming true. And you can see it. I mean, if you look at it, you can see it. And I'm like, how do I continue this? You know, so. That's why I chose to do these alternative ways of doing things.
No worries. You got that covered. So I see Derek Johnson's name on your website. Are you going to meet him, do the podcast with him?
Oh, I know Derek Johnson very, very well.
Whoa.
Derek and I communicate weekly.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Derek is a very, very cool guy. He knows more about constitutional law than I do. And him, there's Chris Eriks. There is, I mean, if you go to my Rumble page, you know, I've interviewed Chris Eriks. Derek and I talked quite a bit. Robert Campbell's another one. There's many, many people that I've talked to that speak my truth anyway. I mean, whether people believe it or not is, well, okay, look, I'm not going to tell you what to believe. I'm just going to point out there are things that are going on here that you may not see. And my interpretation or my view means nothing. I'm going to tell you A, B, C, D, E, and if you can relate to that or pick what resonates, then cool, then do that. But it's, man, there's just so much stuff out there that's available.
Yeah, we'd love to talk to you, like, about all that. Like, there's, like, it's been a really long that time that I've found a client like this to talk with.
Well, I mean, a lot of people don't know the Federal Reserve no longer exists. That's been absorbed in the U.S. Treasury.
Really?
There are a lot of people that don't understand that, you know, we have been under a corporation for the last 150 years. Ooh. I can prove that. The United Ooh. States is bankrupt. The IRS is gone. You don't need to pay taxes. I can prove all of that, every bit of it. But no one wants to look at it. And I can point them to government websites that will show that. But they don't want to look at it.
What
and yet they still continue to pay taxes. I'm sorry?
What on earth you're talking about? Like, I cannot even believe that right now if you say that.
I'm telling you, there are many things. I mean, if you want to call me privately, we will have conversations. I will show you all the documentation that you can go to on government websites that will tell you the same thing. But it's buried, and I know exactly where to find it.
Okay.
I've been involved with this for 40 years, man. 40 years.
Where do you live in Houston?
I live just outside of Houston, about 20 miles southwest in Sugar Land.
Definitely might come see you. I'm in San Jose, by the way, Kelly.
Okay. In fact, I'm part of a UK movement right now where I'm putting together an educational process for people that are asleep and just don't know anything about what's going on, and that's not a degradation. That's just reality. Once all of this comes out, the market crashes and everything comes out and all the stuff, and you're going to see that very, very soon, I have put together a process. Dude, I got a Bible that's about 4 inches thick of information that I can explain to you from the 1800s moving forward as to how we got to this place.
Wow.
And this process, and Billy Falcon is part of this too, because he's put out many, many videos, and I can point you to a couple of them. But people don't understand the magnitude of the issues that we're having right now.
That's true.
It's all coming out. It's all starting to trickle out now, whether it's CNN, MSNBC, they're all starting to report it. I'm like, okay, so I need to fix this. So my vision, and I'm working with a company in the UK right now that where I will be traveling around the country, going to little small venues or, you know, a larger venue or whatever, and speaking on what happened in the 1600s, 1800s, into you know, big pharma, all of it, and tying it all together. Because all of it is all tied together, and people have no idea how badly they've been fucked over. I mean, I'm just being – I'm just being straight up with you.
That's totally fine, and I appreciate all that you're saying. You're right at your point. Like, if I start believing you, like, I can be your number one fan, though.
Well, you know, but the thing is, and one of the reasons I got into this UK thing, I don't want to charge people, period. There's no reason that anyone needs to be charged to come into a seminar to learn how we got here. So I'm going out and I'm saying, okay, I'm not going to charge you a dime. Just show up and I'll be glad to answer any questions you've got, anything. I've been involved with this for too long.
Well, what's up with this Victory Cruise?
With what?
Victory Cruise?
Oh, the Victory Cruise. That is, I work with Carnival Cruise Lines and Southwest Airlines. And Southwest Airlines, I've got a person inside Southwest that is going to be able to fly people for a very limited amount of money from wherever they're coming into Galveston, Texas.
Oh.
We are sailing on Carnival Cruise Lines out of Galveston, Texas, down to Cozumel, Mexico. And I've been down to Cozumel 3-4 times. I mean, I could be a tour guide down there.
Okay.
So we're going to sail from Galveston down to Cozumel. Southwest Airlines has already committed that they will basically fly anybody that's coming to the cruise for just taxes. And then I have a 400 and, I think it's $439 per person.
Is it?
To get on the cruise.
To get on the cruise. Only 25
to get on the cruise.
Register, 150 deposit to register, plus like to confirm your cabin. Okay. All right.
And I thought, okay, that's good. And I've talked to several people in the industry, and they said, you know what, that's the best price that I could even begin to imagine. Now, I mean, you can upgrade and do all what you want to do, and I think I've got, 400 and some odd people that actually upgraded to a balcony mezzanine suite for like 600 and something, $650 or whatever.
People will love that.
But, I mean, base price. I mean, look, at the end of the day, you're gonna go and sleep there. Why the hell would you spend $600 for a cabin that you're not going to spend any time in? That just makes no sense. But here it is. I mean, if you want to be that guy and you want to be up there and have the mezzanine and the balcony and all that shit, yeah, it's fine. You do that. But,
if it's royal,
the best price that I could do.
But, yeah, if it's a Royal Caribbean, then, yeah, I might pay that.
Right. But, I mean, this is Carnival, okay? Now, I have my issues with Carnival, but I've sailed on Carnival several times. And, I mean, they've always taken care of me. I have no problem with that. Now, some issues with Carnival on the back end, well, yeah, there is, but there's a lot of companies that are transitioning over. And I'm like, all right, well, let's just work with that. Let's see. So what I did is I told my Southwest person, I was like, hey, you know, can you hook up with Carnival to make that happen? And she called me and she said, yeah, we've got something. We have a companionship there. I was like, okay, cool. So let's make that work. Dude, I've been working on this for 3 years.
Hmm.
3 years I've been working on this. And so now I've got dates, I've got, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, going on a cruise, I mean, even normally, a cruise is your best option for a vacation because everything's paid for, pretty much.
Yeah.
You got drinks, you got, you know, lodging, you got food, you got everything you want, right? And I've been on, like, I don't know, 9 or 10 Carnival cruises. You got your casinos and, you know, whatever you want to do, it's fine.
Hmm.
So, I did a lot of work in trying to negotiate that and figure that out. And, you know, I did probably a year, the last year I've been working very hard in trying to get that done. And I've got it to state of fruition now where I've got people coming from the UK. I've got people coming from Australia. I've got people coming. I mean,
any
all over the place.
Asian side?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, Asian people would love to visit too, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I've got Asian people. I've got South Africa. I've got the UK. I've got Wales. I've got several people coming into Houston to get ready to go. And I've got enough rooms in my house that I can offer five people a place to stay. I talked to a buddy of mine who does a lot of transport for a lot of rock groups and musical groups. Mm-hmm. He's willing to, you know, bring in a stretch limousine for all these people. Hey, mm-hmm. you know, come into my house. Go ahead. You know, I'll make you breakfast, whatever. I've got rooms upstairs. You can go ahead and do that. We're all going to get in. We're all going to go to Galveston. All of it is paid for. All of it's done. All of it's donated.
Wow. Amazing.
We're gonna get this shit done. And that's my vision. That's my perspective.
That's your goal.
And
yeah.
it seems to be working in that thing. And nothing. It doesn't cost anything for anybody to do that. I mean, I will put you up, I will make you breakfast, I'll make you dinner, I don't give a shit.
Why? You're going to feed them too? My God. Awesome.
I will feed them too. That's what I do. Look, dude, I have had a very, I'm just going to privately share something with you.
Sure.
I've had a very tumultuous relationship with God for several years because of what I've done and what I've seen. I'm a retired federal agent. I was a police officer. I've seen shit. That I question God on many levels. But in the last 5 years, I have been brought back to another perspective.
Uh-oh.
I will never question God's plan. This is God's plan right now. And this is what I think I need to do. This is what I believe God is telling me to do. I will do whatever I need to do to forward them. And to get people to understand kind of what's going on here. I will feed you. I will house you. We will go on this trip. I don't want any money. I don't care about money. I've got plenty of money. I don't give a shit. I just want to make sure that all of my viewers, my 14,000, whoever it is, can come here and they can say, hey, you know, I'm coming into Houston. I don't have enough money to get a hotel. Fine. Come here. I will go pick you up at the airport and I'll bring you here. I got plenty of room for you.
You the man, Mike.
That's what I do. That's what I do.
God bless you, buddy.
That's why I do what I do. That's why people like Billy Falcon call me. Because they know, because he knows. He, Nina Rodriguez, 107, Charlie Ward, whoever it is, they know me. They know who I am. I don't care about any of this. Economically, I want to make sure that everyone gets the opportunity to move forward into this new perspective, this new life that we're going to get into. People don't even understand.
I'll be
and
fine.
That's fine. But that's what I do.
Sir, so this was great discussing all that with you, and I am really, really hoping to do business with you too. And I would be more than happy to provide you anything you like, anything, you know, and from the economical side, I got that covered. I'm giving you my words on that.
Okay. Well, what we'll do is I will contact Billy. And I will say, okay, this is what I got, and then we will have a Zoom call, and we'll figure out the economics of that. I understand that there is going to be some economic issues, and I have no problem. And I've already told Billy, I was like, look, dude, you know, if there's something you're falling short on, I'll cover it. I'll fucking cover it, period. I just need to know what the end result's going to be, and we'll figure that out, because I know what Billy's message is, and I have no problem with supporting that, because I know it's God's plan, and I know he is working with him.
Yep, exactly. Mike, did you get my text? I sent you a text from my phone.
I haven't gotten your text. I've been on the phone with you, and I don't typically, I don't look at shit while I'm on the phone. So, but if you send me a text, I will read it. We'll get that done, and once we look at that, then I'll talk to Billy, and then I'll send you an email, and give you a Zoom link that we can all get on. And we can talk about all this and figure out exactly, you know, where we're going to go with this.
Sounds great, sir. Just confirming your phone number again, that is 281-387-2707.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Sounds great, sir. And, you just text me your email address. I'll take it from there. I've sent you my name in the text message, also my email address. Reply me back. Do save my contact number. And let's talk again maybe tomorrow, day after, whenever you like.
Well, yeah, I don't know what Bill's schedule is. I know he was doing some stuff with family and doing whatever he's doing. I know he had to fly up to New Jersey and talk with John Bon Jovi. So he's in the studio with him trying to rewrite some stuff and do all that kind of stuff. But as soon as I can get him online, I'll confirm that, and then I'll send you a Zoom link that we can all meet on.
Perfect.
It might be a few days. Just give me that.
Yeah, sure. Take all your time, sir. Take all your time.
All right. Sounds great, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Perfect. And very great talking to you, sir. God bless you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You too.
Bye.